Blog Talk Radio.
Keep your head.
Keep your head.
To the sky. Keep your head.
Keep your
Wednesdays. This is the day that the Most High has made. We're actually preparing for Day of Atonement. So it's not going to be a whole lot of show today, but I'm also waiting for Brother Demetrius to call in, who has a lesson that he wanted to present. And we discussed the Day of Atonement on the Shabbat that just passed. So if you go into the archives, you'll be able to hear that. Let's go before our Father in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. May is not the temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So be it. Father, give our people strength to be able to persevere, to maintain, and to be consistent in you. Can't make it without you. So many things we want to cast our cares on you. So many will be atoning for their sins previous year. And asking for the blessings for the coming year. I pray that you give them strength to go forward with that and to be blessed, your remnant, your people that are keeping your holy days as you told us to do. The only thing that's going to keep us in this hour during this time. We thank you in advance. We love you. We worship you. We thank you for our brother, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. All praises be unto you. Thank you, Father. So as I mentioned that this is our Inspirational Wednesdays, I don't quite know where Brother Demetrius is at this time, but I am actually on the road and want to make sure that we still got out to you and were able to say some things to you today. And we pray that you will be blessed and inspired to either keep these atonement days this evening until tomorrow evening, or for those of you that will be keeping it during the Shabbat or right after the Shabbat this weekend, long as you keep it, long as you do it, and do your best, give it your all, keep it in mind, keep it in spirit. And if you're not one who's totally well in your body, and keep it in spirit. Don't put yourself in a dire position or jeopardize your health and not be able to make it. Lost a dear friend this week, but of course there were some things that he did not want to stop doing. One of them being smoking, which is what caused lung cancer. These things will happen. So we know how some of these addictions can take us over, and people just don't have the strength to overcome some of these things. And the only thing that can help you, I can say, is Yeshua. The only reason we have a problem sometimes is our pride. We don't want to be played as a people. We just want consideration, and that's what gets in our way. So let's just be mindful of these things. I'm going to see if I can get you to hold for 1 second as I bring Brother Demetrius in. All right, thank you for holding. About to have Brother Demetrius come in. He's going to come on with the lesson for today for our Inspirational Wednesdays. Just waiting on him to call in. And while we're waiting on him to call in, let's take a brief break.
Everything, yes, you. because its feature of these things trembleth and is moved, for it knoweth that the end of these things must be changed. And it happened that when I had heard it, I stood upon my feet and hearkened, and behold, there was a voice that spake, and the sound of it was like the sound of many waters. And it said, behold, days come that I will begin to draw nigh and to visit them that dwell upon the earth. And this is the Most High saying that he will make himself known. He will make himself known by the things that were happening. As we can see, after this latest eclipse, we're having things happen all over the world, whether or not they're monsoons, hurricanes, earthquakes. Like he said, he is drawing nigh. Okay, verse 19. And will begin to make inquisition of them, what they be that have hurt unjustly with the unrighteousness, and when the affliction of Zion shall be fulfilled. And this is him visiting to the heathens for some of the things that they've done to his chosen people. Because this is the beginning of Jacob's troubles, and he's being beginning to visit the heathen and bringing all of these disasters and all these things that are coming upon them. As it says, it said that, you shall hear there shall be wars, rumors of wars. There'll be, earthquakes, there were going to be all this stuff that Most High was going to bring on the heathens. And a lot weren't prepared for this. And a lot still haven't understood what's going on.
Right. And this is just the beginning. That this is just the beginning, because scripture also said that men's hearts will fail them for fear when they see the things coming upon this earth. And I know everybody's very afraid and uneasy now, but it's going to get a lot worse, and the tension is going to thicken. So we're moving into Jacob's trouble, but the thing is that we're moving into Jacob coming into prominence.
Yes, I mean, you're right. It's the tip of the iceberg. You see how, it's wrapped up as far as the way they're treating Yah's chosen. I mean, look what happened recently in St. Louis. That was just out and out blatant. I mean, the evidence and everything else showed that this guy was, he planned on killing this Hebrew. They had all the evidence, but this judge, like the Most High says, they'll do these crimes and call themselves not guilty. And like I said, they're just wrapping this up and getting more and more blatant with what's going on. So verse 20.
And that's funny, because I'm sorry to say that this world does not want to believe that the Most High has a people that he prefers above all other people. And it's not those Khazars that are living a lie and acting like they're us, according to Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9. It is our people, and they know that we're going to come into prominence, and they're going to have to pay a dear price. So they figure they'll try to get the best of us right now.
And that's why they're pushing this, there is no more Israel, it's just spiritual Israel, and that's not of the Bible at all. I mean, just like it says, Yah cast out his people, and he said, Yah forbid. I mean, they're still Israel, and that's what this Bible was written for, and that's what this whole Bible talks to about from start to finish. But they'll have you believe that there is no more Israel. It's just a spiritual Israel.
Right.
And let me go to verse 20. When the world that shall begin to vanish away shall be finished, then will I show thee tokens. The book shall be opened before the firmament, and they shall see all together. And like I said, they're going to be shocked to see who comes through that firmament. And not only for who he is or what he looks like, but also just for all those non-believers out there who will tell you that, Yah is no more. And that's not the first time that's ever been said. I say, even when the days of Noah, that's what they were saying, that Yah didn't exist. And then once that rain started and Noah closed himself up in the ark, then all of a sudden they said, well, we're ready to come back to Yah, but it's too late. Let me go to verse 21. And the children of a year old shall speak with their voices. The women with child shall bring forth untimely children of 3 or 4 months old, and they shall live and be raised up. And suddenly, verse 22, and suddenly shall the sown places appear unsown. The full storehouses shall suddenly be found empty. That's for those people storing up their riches and everything. Those are going to be, they're not going to be worth anything. And the trumpet shall give a sound, which when every man heareth, they shall be suddenly afraid. Just like you said, Brother V, you know, the hearts will fail. Verse 24.
Right.
At that time shall friends fight one against another like enemies, and the earth shall stand in fear with those that dwell therein. The springs of the fountains shall stand still, and in 3 hours they shall not run. And whosoever remaineth from all these that I have told thee shall escape and see thy salvation. And the end of the world. And when the men that are received shall see it, who have not tasted death from their birth, and the heart of the inhabitants shall be changed and turned into another meaning. For evil shall be put out, and deceit shall be quenched. Because, you know, we're going into a new kingdom, and all of that stuff will be gone. There will be no fear of your neighbor, no fear of the wicked, because the wicked won't be allowed. As for sorry about that, Brother V. Someone's trying to call it. As for faith, it shall flourish. Corruption shall be overcome. And the truth, which has been so long without fruit, shall be declared. Because we know there's not a lot of truth in this world today. Because people out there in that world and not doing what they need to be and that to do, and that is to focus on on Yah. And also, and the coming of HaMashiach. With me, behold, I look by little and little upon him before whom I stood. And these words said he unto me, I am come to show thee the time of the night to come. We're talking about the day of the Lord. If thou wilt pray yet more and fast 7 days again, I shall tell thee great things by day than I have heard. For the voice is heard before the Most High, for the Mighty hath seen thy righteous dealing. He hath seen also thy chastity, which thou hast had ever since thy youth. And therefore hath he sent me to show thee all these things, and to say unto thee, be of good comfort, and fear not. Because the Most High doesn't want us to be fearful in these days. And if we, if we're following those commandments, we're going to be protected. You know,
right?
Fear
is the premise of Satan, and if we will have faith and believe, which is the premise of the Most High, Yah, faith. He'll take us through, and these, whatever it is, bombs, fire, nuclear weapons, whatever it's going to be, it's not going to face us. It's not going to touch us. We got to remember that we're going to be transformed into immortality. People have a hard time believing that. You know that?
Yeah, I know. And, you know, because you see all the saber rattling going out there between the doors man and the little guy over there in North Korea. And the thing is, look, in Korea over there, you know, he's just as crazy as Orange Man. You know, so that's just the thing. They're going back and forth like a couple of little kids. But those are those wars and those rumors of wars that have come. Where is
that? And as far as everybody out there trying to pray for peace and all that stuff, I mean, when they say peace, then comes sudden destruction. If we don't see the fall of Babylon, we won't get to our kingdom. Babylon's got to fall. So understand this.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Babylon will fall. People, you know, they're figuring, oh, we got to make America great. You know, scripture said that ain't going to happen. That's not happening. We're in the end times, and people refuse to see that. They refuse to acknowledge it. But the scriptures are clear, and what they said is going to happen is happening in these days. Okay, where did I leave off at? Okay, verse 34. And hasten not with the times that are past to think vain things, that thou mayest not hasten from the latter times. And it came to pass after this that I wept again and fasted 7 days in like manner, that I might fulfill the 3 weeks which he told me. And in the eighth night, and this is speaking to him about what's going to happen. And in the eighth night was my heart vexed within me again, and I began to speak before the Most High, for my spirit was greatly set on fire, and my soul was in distress. And I said, O Yah, thou speakest from the beginning of the creation, even the first day, and sayest thus, let heaven and earth be made, and thy word was a perfect work. And actually, the word was HaMashiach. And there was a spirit of darkness and silence were on every side. The sound of man's voice was not yet formed. Then commandest thou a fair light to come forth above thy treasures, that thy work might appear. Well, actually, he's talking now about how everything was formed. Let's see. If you hold on a second, Brother D.
Take your time.
I'm going to jump down to verse 55. Second Samuel 6:55. All this I have spoken before the Most High, because thou makest the world for our sakes. And he made it, and as for the other people, which also come of Adam, thou hast said that they are nothing, but be like unto spittle, and has likened the abundance of them unto a drop that falleth from a vessel. Just so how much the Most High is for and loves his chosen people. We're the apple of his eye. And now, yeah, behold,
yes,
these heathens, behold these heathens which have ever been reputed as nothing, have begun to be lords over us and to devour us. But we, thy people, whom thou hast called, thy firstborn, thy only begotten, and thy fervent lover, are given into their hands. So we were given into the hands of the heathens. And
that's powerful. Let me say this, something that said thy firstborn. So the first man on the earth was the Hebrew man. Make it clear right there.
Yes, exactly. And the Most High, like I said, because of the iniquity of his people, he gave us into their hands, and because that was the Most High's will, to try and get us to come back to him. But he never met meant for them to treat us the way that they're treating us, you know. And so,
right.
And that's going to be their recompense, a recompense that's going to come back to on them. And that's what they're seeing now. And as like he says, he's going to draw nigh to the earth, and that's what he's doing. He's showing himself there and giving them this recompense. And then I don't know when, you know, because of the fact that they don't believe that Yah is here, is real, that it's going to be, most of them won't be, and not until the Habashiach cracked that firmament, they're not going to get it until then. You know, and it's all
right.
Laid out here for them. It's all laid out there in the scriptures, but as we know, it's, God doesn't exist. And, you know, I mean, and that's happened throughout this Bible, because like it says, you know, a day is like 1,000 years to the Most High. And, you know,
right.
I mean, you know, centuries go by before he's even speaking to them or visiting in any way. And so that's what makes man, because the lifespan is so short, thinking that, he doesn't exist. Yah's not there anymore. But then every time they're surprised. And last verse here. If the world now be made for our sakes, why do we not possess an inheritance with the world? How long shall this endure? So, and that's what happens too, you know, because Hebrews look out here and say, you know, why is this happening to us? And those who haven't read this book will never understand. I mean, I never understood, because I knew there was something going on here, and it, you know, in my spirit, I knew there was something going on. That why are these things happening? I mean, why are we looked on upon the way we're looked at? Why are we hated around the world? And I'm going to go into a little of. I'm going to go into a little second edition. I'm going to go into the second chapter. And when I had made an end of speaking these words, there was sent unto me the angel which had been sent unto me the night before. And he said unto me, up, Esdras, and hear the word that I have come to tell thee. And I said, speak, O my Yah. Then said unto me, the sea is set in a wide place, and that it might be deep and great. But put the case of the entrance were narrow and like a river. Who then could go into the sea to look upon it and to rule it? If he went not through the narrow, how could he come into the broad? And I believe, hold on a second now. Okay, now this is talking about the entrance to get to the kingdom. It said the entrance therefore is narrow. I'm at verse 7. And it said in a dangerous place to fall, like as if there were a fire on the right hand and on the left a deep water. And the only path between them both, even between the fire and the water, is so small that there could but one man go there at once. Excuse me here, brother. Like I said, it's my first time really doing this like this, and so.
No, you're okay. And I want to point out that entrance is very narrow. And read that last verse that you read one more time.
Okay, let me go back. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go back to verse 4 and start there. But put the case of the entrance were narrow and like a river, who they could go into the sea to look upon it and to the ruler. And if he went through the narrow, how could he come into the broad? There is another thing. A city is built and set upon. A city is built and set upon a broad field and is full of good things. The entrance thereof is narrow and is set in a dangerous place to fall, like as if there were a fire on the right hand and on the left a deep water. And it says that, you know, that entrance into that kingdom is narrow. You say, wide is the road for sinners. I mean, you know, and there people take that road because it's an easy path. As you can see, this narrow entrance is not an easy path. And I said,
right.
One only path between them both, even between the fire and the water, so small that there could but one man go there at once. If the city now were given unto a man for an inheritance, if he never shall pass the danger set before it, how shall he receive this inheritance? You know, and so this inheritance isn't for everyone. If you're not following those commandments, believing in the Hamashiach,
right,
trying to live a righteous life, you're not gonna be going through that entrance.
So yeah, if you're just thinking that, you know, grace, if you're just living by grace, talking about, yeah, I'm gonna keep making mistakes, I don't have to do all that, I can't do that, we about to go into atonement, y'all talking about y'all have to do that, don't nobody wanna fast. Yeah, there are things that you have to do out of obedience. You know, I dealt with a brother this week. He was sitting up here talking about he used to be a Seventh-day Adventist, trying to say Sunday is the Lord's Day. I said, what scripture is that? Hey, brothers and sisters, anytime you hear somebody going off, ask them, what scripture is that? Couldn't give me no scriptures. Tried to tell me that the Lord's Day was sanctioned by the Book of Acts. And on the first day of the week, they got money together. I said, yeah, they did, because on the Sabbath, they couldn't do it, you know? And then, yeah, you know, they just come up with all this foolishness, but they can't give you no real scriptures.
Exactly. And since you mentioned that, for all the brothers and sisters out there, okay, this week there are different days that people are observing the Day of Atonement. It's something that we're, one of the things we're commanded to do, and it's a great day because Most High has given you this time to atone for all the things you've done over the year, even the things that you you don't know you've done, and it's just blessed that Most
right.
High has given us this time to do that. So you know, so let's not forget the atonement. Okay, let me go verse 10.
Right.
Here, verse 10. And I said, it is so. Yeah. Then said he unto me, even so also is Israel's portion. Because of their sakes, I made the world. And when Adam transgressed my statutes, then was my decree that now is done. Now he said he made the world. See, the Most High, you know, he knows. He has a plan. He knows it's going to happen. He says, even then, he said, because of their sakes, I made the world. And that's Israel. Then were the entrances of this world made narrow, full of sorrow and travail. There are but a few and evil, full of perils and very painful. But the entrances of the elder world were wide and sure and brought immortal fruit. And then they that live labor not to enter these straits in vain thing, they can never receive those that are laid up for them. Now therefore, why disquiest thou self, seeing thou art but a corruptible man? And why art thou moved, whereas thou art not mortal? Why hast thou not considered in thy mind this thing that is to come, rather than that which is present? And so we're supposed to have our mind on the Most High and a plan that he has set for us. Then answered I and said, O Yah, that bears rule, thou hast ordained in thy law that the righteous should inherit these things, but that the ungodly shall perish. So if you do want to obtain these things, you need to be living a righteous life and following those commandments. And nevertheless, the righteous shall suffer straight things and hope for wide, For they that have done wickedly have suffered the straight thing, and yet shall not see the wide. They said unto me, there is no judge above Yah, and none that hath understanding before the highness. For there be many that perish in this life, because they despise the law of Yah that is set before them. And that's just where the church is telling us, the law is no more. You know, grace, because of grace, we don't have to follow the laws. But just like HaMashiach said, he didn't come to, I don't think he came to destroy the law. He came to fulfill prophecy. The law is still there. But man, in his own infinite wisdom, will try and interpret things. And the thing is, you look at it too, that the people interpreting the scriptures, it wasn't meant for them to interpret the scriptures. This law was given to Israel, and we're supposed to be the light of the world. We're supposed to be interpreting these scriptures for them. That's why a lot of the things that have come up, a lot of things that are being said out there, are not in line with the Most High's word. See, verse 21. For Yah hath given straight commandments to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment. I mean, he laid out in the scriptures, and this is talking about, you know, the law and also following and those commandments. Nevertheless, they were not obedient unto him, but spake against him and imagined vain things. And we know how vanity in the world is just rampant. I mean, all this me stuff, you know, that's being pushed. And deceived themselves right. By their wicked deeds. And deceived themselves by their wicked deeds. And said of the Most High that he is not, and knew not his ways. Just like I said, it's all these people out there saying that he doesn't exist. I mean, and they're saying it with such vanity and such, you know, they're full of themselves. Like they know, you know, that you're believing in something that's not there, you know, because these people have no faith. They have no faith whatsoever in what they. I mean, and just like it says, the wicked are the ones looking for a sign. I mean, you improve yourself to the Most High, you need to have faith.
Right.
Verse 23, and deceived themselves by their wicked deeds and said of the Most High that he is not and knew not his ways. But his law have they despised and denied his covenants, and his statutes have they not been faithful and have not performed his works. But just like we talked about before, the reason people want to deny these laws, they don't want to live in it because it's easier for them to live in sin. They want to live in sin. You know, they want to be pleasure. They, you know, they want to live in their pleasures. And it's easy for them to do that. You can't do that.
So I'm sorry. I mean, cut you off. Esau is the one that started teaching this book to the way where forget about the laws. You're under grace. The laws are done away with. So we would break these laws. And you're clearly reading that you got to keep these laws to make it into the narrow path. And that's the only way that you're going to make it in. That's very clear, very clear. You know, I was pretty ticked off at this brother who I'm telling you about that was trying to tell me, according to Luke, the 6th chapter, that our Messiah broke the Sabbath and he worked on the Sabbath. And I'm like, that's not what that scripture says. But for you to imply that, you're saying that, okay, John 3:4 tells us that breaking the law is transgression. You're going to tell me my Messiah was in sin? Why
exactly.
Do you believe
and
he was imperfect when Isaiah said he was perfect without blemish?
Exactly. And like I said, that's why, you know, there are people out there, you know, they're trying to teach and they're bringing out things and they really not understanding the scriptures. This all starts with Esau because, you know, Esau thinks that they can interpret the scriptures, but the Holy Spirit hasn't come unto them, hasn't given them that knowledge or that ability to interpret these scriptures.
Right.
I'm going to go jump down verse 26. Behold, the time shall come that these tokens which I have told thee shall come to pass. Darn phone. Hold on. Shall come to pass, and the bride shall appear, as she coming forth shall be seen, that now is withdrawn from the earth. And whosoever is delivered from the foresaid evil shall see my wonders. My son Yeshua shall be revealed, with those that be with him, and they that remain shall rejoice when within 400 years. Like I said, that we will be rejoicing because we'll be validated to the world. We already know that the Most High is real. We all know that Yeshua will be coming back, but that will be a validation to the world for those believers, for those wicked ones that decide to choose that other path.
Right.
After these years, my son. Hold on, now I want to get that. Hold on a second. Okay, verse 31. After 7 days, the world that yet waketh not shall be raised up, and that shall die that is corrupt. And the earth shall restore those that are asleep in her. And so shall the dust those that dwell in silence and in secret places shall deliver those souls that were committed unto them. As you know, the dead, the dead will arise first. And the Most High shall appear upon the seat of judgment, and misery shall pass away, and long suffering shall have an end. We just need to hold on, Israel. But judgment shall remain, truth shall stand, and faith shall wax strong. And that's what we're talking about, having that faith. Like I said earlier, the wicked look for a sign. You need to have that faith in the Most High, the faith that you're going to be following those commandments and adhering to his laws and statutes. I'm pretty sure.
Say no easy walk.
No, not at all. Not at all. Let me go to verse 43. But the day of doom shall be the end of this time, and the beginning of the immortality for to come, wherein corruption is past. And that's where they were talking about the end of the Gentile rules and the beginning of Jacob. Intemperance is at an end. Infidelity is cut off. Righteousness is grown, and truth is sprung up. Then shall no man be able to save him that is destroyed, nor to oppress him that has gotten the victory. So I answered then and said, this is my first and last saying, that I had been better not to have given the earth unto Adam, or else when it was given him, to have restrained him from sinning. For what profit is it for men now in this present time to live in heaviness and have death to look for punishment? See, the Most High never meant for us to die. He never meant for us to go through any of this stuff, and it hurts him that we have, you know, that we have went through this. You know, we had to go through this. It says, "O thou Adam, what hast thou done? For though it was thou that sinned, thou art not fallen alone, but we all that come of thee." So what happened when they fell in the Garden of Eden? That affected all of us. Okay, for what profit is it unto us if they be promised us an immortal time, whereas we have done the works that bringeth death, and that there is promised us an everlasting hope, whereas ourselves, being most wicked, are made vain, that there are laid up for us dwellings of health and safety, whereas we have lived wickedly, and that the glory of the Most High is kept to defend them which have led a weary life, whereas we have walked in the most wicked ways of all. You know, when I was, Brother B, as I was reading through the book of Kings, it was just uncanny how many kings kept coming forth. Very few of them came through that followed in the Most High's ways and did righteous, or was righteous in the Most High's eyes. Just
right.
About all of them, as you read it, it says, and they did evil in the Most High's eyes. I mean, since Adam had fallen, I mean, just this penchant to want to do evil. And the worst thing they were doing was disobeying the first commandment. They were making all of these idols and all of these other gods that could do nothing for them. It's just like today when we see these people that are worshiping this flag, you know, and they have no idea, and a lot of them profess to be Christians, they have no idea that they're participating in idolatry.
Right. I did a series called The Kings of Israel and Judah about a year, maybe 2 years ago, on Blog Talk, and I was surprised. Every king I taught on, I was surprised that, yeah, they did what you're pretty much saying, especially that northern kingdom. But it started with Saul, and they all fell. They all fell. And the Most High and Samuel were pretty hurt. Samuel was really hurt that the people wanted a king. Most High said, they don't need a king. I'm their king. But he said, go ahead. I'm going to give them what they want. Boy, that's just how much he loved us. He's like, okay, y'all going to find out the hard way.
Yeah, because, and just like today, is because they wanted to be like the heathens. The heathens had kings, so
right.
They wanted that too. And we see a lot of our people wanting to assimilate with the world, and they want what the world has, instead of clinging to what the Most High has put forth for us.
Right.
I think I'm pretty much finished reading those chapters and verses. But you know, like I said, you know, this all goes back to obedience of the Most High, because that's what the Most High wants. He wants us to obey Him. And going back to when Saul was told to destroy this kingdom and nothing was to live, and they brought back the best cattle and all the stock, and then he brought back the king. And then he said, well, we did this so that we could make burnt offerings to the Most High. And Samuel flat out told him, the Most High doesn't care about this. What he wants is obedience. He wants you to obey Him. That was much more important. And Samuel struck that king down in front of Saul's face.
Right. Well, that was a good reading, brother, and I think the people should take courage. Everything's coming to a head, even with these protests, for a reason, so that we can get towards Bible prophecy being fulfilled and us being revealed. So let it happen, but you ain't got to be out there in the streets and worried about the protests, but I'm in complete agreement. We don't pledge. The scripture tells us not to pledge an oath to anything. So, yeah, no, we don't do the pledge to the flag and sing that song. We don't do that. We don't do that as Hebrews. But you free nations and eastern stars that make an oath to the Baphomet, y'all in sin too.
And all of these heathens out there that, you know, they're so-called patriots, these people are also a lot of supposed Christians, and they're so blinded. You know, the Most High sends a strong delusion in these people. They're so blinded that they don't see that they are transgressing the second commandment, because they're holding this flag in such high, in this anthem in such high esteem. You know, and trying to explain that to some of these people, and that's what makes you, you know, believe in this strong illusion that he says to, because there's no getting to these people. You know, all they see is that flag and that anthem, and if you're not doing that, then, you know, there's a problem with you, but all these people are going to fall because of that, because of their belief in this flag and their idol worship.
Idolatry, exactly.
Well, Brother V, I can say that's all I have. Like I said, you know, first time doing this, so a little bit nervous, but that's all I have today for this.
No, excellent reading. Enjoyed your brother. Appreciate you stepping up while I'm out here on these highways in the midst of traffic.
Yeah, you know, anytime I can try and get in here and try to put forth, anytime I can get here and try to put forth the Most High's plan to do what I can do, like I said, I feel blessed to be able to do that. And just like we mentioned earlier, you know, this week, the different days where there are people that are practicing the Day of Atonement. So if you can do that, if your health allows you, I mean, if you're, you know, if you're taking certain medication that you need to take, and the Most High don't want you to kill yourself over this, you know. So if you can only do a couple hours or 3 hours, you do that. I said, but it somehow, you know, obey this Day of Atonement, do what you can, and spend some time with the Most High.
All praises. Absolutely. Okay, Brother D, I'm going to say shalom to you. Appreciate it. And shalom to the people.
It's shalom and all praises to the Most High.
All praises. Have a good brother.